Gentlemen, it is I, Mr. Mike, and this is a special bonus episode of the Games Attack Audiocast here on the Juju2Cast Network. This is episode 351, as I'm calling this episode Xbox One Series X bonus episode. How is everybody? I am doing super fantastic. And yes, I know I was going to do a holiday episode here on the Games Attack Audiocast, and you weren't going to hear anything from me until then, but I decided, well, after hearing and finding out about this Xbox reveal on the Game Awards show, or the Video Game Awards show, whatever they call it, Jeff Keighley calls it, wow. I didn't watch the awards show. I found out after the point a little bit when there was a lot of Twitter hubbub, and then I looked on YouTube and oh, there it was. It was the showing of the next generation Xbox that we will be getting next year, year 2020, folks. Holy shit. It looks like a freaking it looks like a power, like one of those big power packs, you know, like you see for a computer, like a power brick or something. It looks like a freaking box of tissues with a little filter on the top that looks like it will filter your house, your air, like a ozone thing for your house. Boy, it does look interesting, and it's going to be pretty cool because you could go, like they always say, oh, horizontal or vertical. First off, I'm going to go horizontal because, shit, you got to lay it flat. It also looks like one of those like Bluetooth speakers that you would buy, like with the little subwoofer on the side if you hook up your wireless phone to it, or like a little, sound bar. It does look like all that stuff. I just have to mention all the stuff that it looks like. But I was in shock, and I know, yes, Mr. Mike, official Xbox Microsoft fanboy here. Yes, 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 I understand. And I'm just really surprised that they actually showed this off at the Game Awards show. And not just waited till E3 or be a little bit before E3 to show it off. That's what makes me wonder, because they did show it off a little bit here at the Games Awards show via trailer, and they showed one game with it pretty much. Well, they showed a little bit of other games, but those were during the video montage of it. But basically they showed one game that's supposed to be direct footage from the Xbox One Series X, from the hardware itself, and what it's going to look like from the console. But pretty much, that's all they showed. And I'm guessing that they showed it off now, and they said, hey, we should show this off now, talk about it a little bit before Christmas and all the holidays and stuff, because you know what? We got so much stuff to probably talk about during E3. Especially price, because we didn't get a price, of course. Because they don't want to really give a price and have everybody just pre-order and wait and wait and wait and not sell any Xbox Ones at all. They want to wait till the Series X Xbox One comes out, of course, in November 2020. I'm just going to say it right there. Like I said, it looks cool. It looks weird. It looks cool. It is going to be something really interesting. Nice little showpiece for someone like me to just put underneath in my cabinet, my entertainment cabinet. A lot of people are going to look at it and go, wow. It's something that you would see that was, and I hate to say it because, you know, I don't like Apple, but It looks like something what Apple would do. It looks like an Apple computer or an Apple device. It is a piece of hardware that looks more than just a console. Because, you know, gaming consoles, they look like big rectangular bricks, and they're massive at first, and they got nothing really going for them. This looks sleek, thin, sexy, and hopefully powerful. Hopefully, they say very, 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 very powerful, but hopefully, what they were showing off, it is going to be really impressively powerful. It's just going to dazzle us, wow us, blow us away. I'm just looking at this thing, and it's really an interesting thing. I wonder how big it actually is. Now, pretty much, as you can, I'm looking at the photo that they got here on the Xbox Wire at Xbox.com. Microsoft unveils Xbox Series X. I'm looking at the photo thing here. It's the video, but they show like the photo before the video. So it gives me a good solid look at what this looks like. Now, like I said, it looks like some sort of a computer, a tissue box. It's standing vertical, not horizontal, but you could go either or. It's got a rectangular shape to it. It is very sleek. It has a like an indent on the side, probably for inhaling and stuff like that, for airflow and all that. But the disc drive that they're showing, you know, you just pop into discs and in and out. Everything is just sleek. Nothing's bulging out. And I'm thinking the size of this console is going to be basically, like I said, looking at the disc drive, I'm thinking this console is going to be as big as the disc. Like just enough space so you can just insert that disc into the console, and that's how big or how wide, should I say wide? No, not wide. How length it is. And then if you turn that disc drive to the side, that's got to be how tall, like how from bottom to top. If you're putting it horizontal, that's how big it is. Or basically, if you're going vertical, maybe two plus a little more disk drive sizes height. As I'm looking at this photo here, at this video photo here. So I'm pretty much guessing, just by me looking at this thing, and I could be totally fooled. We could all be, you know, totally fooled by what this is, really. But it looks like it's going to be a lot smaller than any of the previous gen consoles. It's just going to be bulkier and a weird deferential size of how it, you know, how it's all like a big rectangle box like thing. It looks like a big rectangular box. Of course, it's black. Has the Xbox One logo on the top of it, which a lot of people are asking, well, if you're going to put this horizontal, is that Xbox logo going to turn around to the side or turn around horizontal when you turn the console around? And they're like, oh, you're going to be able to turn it? You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that that Xbox logo that is shining right there, I think it'll turn itself. I think that's just like a little LED panel or something. And I wonder, and if I'm correct by this, I wonder if you do turn it to its side, it'll recognize that, and then the logo will just automatically appear like that when you turn it to the side. So, but don't hold me to anything. I do not have any insider information. I do not know any more than this. But that's pretty much what I'm thinking about. I think the logo might actually conform to when you turn it. You know, oh, I'm going to turn it horizontal. Oh, the logo magically appears horizontal. Oh, I'm turning it vertical again. Oh, the logo is vertical. But, yep, it looks like a nice little box. It looks like it's going to be easy to, you know, manufacture for them, I guess, for whoever's manufacturing this in China. And, you know, with the new chipsets that AMD's talking about and new graphics processors and how they're going to be less than 14 nanometers or 10 nanometers and stuff like that, I think. Because I know it's not 14. I think it's like all 10 or soon to be 10. And all the new chipsets and stuff, and they're a lot smaller. I pretty much think that that's the reason why this is a lot smaller. Plus, I would just have to safely bet, just like the Xbox One X, maybe this uses Microsoft's heatsink technology with the vapor chamber in this Xbox One Series X. Maybe it uses the vapor chamber inside. Maybe that's why it's another reason why it could be as small as it is, because it's using a combination of maybe low latency fans inside and a vapor chamber inside to keep it really cool. And of course, the chipsets are a lot smaller, so it uses a lot less power and stuff to run everything. I don't know. That's my guess. What do you guys think on that? I think that could be something that I could bet on. I could bet on that, right? So, like I said, I have no insider information. I'm just going by what I'm seeing in the picture here. And like I said, it looks pretty. It's very basic. It's very easy. Actually, I could see a little bit of a Xbox logo on the other side, too, saying Xbox. I wonder if it says Series X as well, but it's hard to point out. But yes, this is going to be something that's very sellable this time around to many generations, because not only is it going to be a console that's going to be, I'm not going to say fully backwards compatible with every generation, but very backwards compatible with, you know, Xbox. It's going to be fully backwards compatible with Xbox One games. That's a given, I guess. Xbox 360 games, depends. Mainly the catalog that they have now. I don't know if they have something in there that could play all Xbox 360 games. I don't know. But if they did, maybe all Xbox original games. Notice I said Xbox original, not Xbox One. But Xbox original games from the very first Xbox. I don't know. I wonder how backwards compatible this console is going to be. With all that stuff. Not that I fully care on that either, because I do play some 360 games, but very few in between. I don't play any original Xbox games, even though I do have some in my collection. And I mostly play, you know, my Xbox One games. So I'm going to be loving being able to continue to play all my Xbox One games on this console and not have to worry about, oh, I gotta pull up my Xbox One again and play them. You know, hence what Sony's trying to do now, and they're trying to say, oh, we're gonna go fully backwards compatible ourselves. We want to go backwards, be backwards compatible, so we can have that on our next PlayStation, even though the last time they said they didn't give a jack shit about backwards compatibility, that they said nobody wants it. Even though it's been doing pretty well for Microsoft. So I'm also seeing here their new rendition of the Xbox One controller, a lot better than the previous controller. Well, it's the same. It's mostly the same as the Xbox One controller, as you've seen. It's showing a new D-pad, it looks like. It's got like a more indented D-pad, and for the D-pad, it looks like the pressure points look a little different, and it looks a little curvier. It also has, in the middle of the Xbox One controller, or the next Xbox One or Xbox One Series X controller, it actually has a middle button that's supposedly the new share button, where you can click and record, click and capture video gameplay and photos from gaming and stuff from your Xbox One Series X console. And that's going to be coming along with the Series X. Now, note, you will still fully be able to use your original Xbox One controllers on the Series X, vice versa, and that this new controller just has some tweaks and a rendition of the share button in the middle of it. But it looks pretty cool. It's another. There's one more button on the controller to utilize, and good on them for keeping the same, the similar to almost exactly the same design as the Xbox One controllers, just with a few little tweaks and stuff as I'm looking at here, and with the share button. It looks pretty cool. Now, note, like I said, they just showed off the console, and they showed off Xena Saga Hellblade 2, which is apparently a new chapter in the award-winning Hellblade story from Ninja Theory. And they showed off, actual in-game footage apparently taken from the Xbox One Series X to show the video game trailer itself. And I'm reading here, they got their own little message here, their own here at the Xbox.com. They're talking about for 18 years and three console generations, the Xbox community has shown us the power of both games and fun can have on us all. As we enter a new generation of gaming, we see a future, sorry, I can't talk because my nose is all, we see a future where you're instantly absorbed in your games, where worlds are even more lifelike, immersive, responsive, and surprising, and where you are at the center of your gaming experience. With the new Xbox Series X, now note I said Xbox One Series X, this is the Xbox Series X, so sorry about that as well. With the new Xbox Series X, and I'm trying to look here, okay. With the Series X, I lost my spot. Ah, shoot. See, what a good podcaster am I. We realize that vision. Xbox Series X will be our fastest, most powerful console ever, and set a new bar for performance, speed, and compatibility, hence being able to play Xbox One games. Allowing you to bring your gaming legacy, thousands of games from three generations and more, forward with you, its industrial design enables us to deliver four times the processing power of the Xbox One X in the most quiet and efficient way. Now, note they are saying with thousands of games from three generations and more forward with you. So I wonder, because they're talking about from the backwards compatibility, allowing you to bring your gaming legacy from all that. I'm wondering if it is true that they are going to go fully backwards. Like they're going to have like some chipsets in this console that will be able to play original Xbox and 360 games in this console natively due to its processing power and stuff. I wonder. I don't know for sure. I'm just taking a guess. Or is this going to just be the more an improved Xbox backwards compatibility program? I don't know. Don't quote me on anything. Let's see here. The industrial design enables us to deliver four times the processing power of the Xbox One X in the most quiet and efficient way, something that's critically important in delivering truly immersive gameplay. We also designed Xbox Series X to support both vertical and horizontal orientation. That's great because I'm sure a lot of people don't want to have it vertical. A lot of us want it horizontal. I know I'm one of them. I know I got a friend that will probably go vertical because he wants to be special. And those people that want to be special are just weird. Is bold and unique, very much like our fans around the world and the team of collaborators and inventors who built it. Let's hope it doesn't red ring or anything or overheat. The name Xbox is an expression of our deep history in gaming, our team's unrelenting passion, our commitment to both our fans and future of gaming at Microsoft. It also signifies our belief that a gaming console should be just that, gaming. It's also going to be a great media player box as well. I'm sure watching Disney Plus and all that, and Hulu and Netflix and all that's going to be great, and Amazon Prime, and of course, hopefully, maybe even a better, what do you call it? Media server where I can, you know, have my movies that I ripped off of Blu-rays and DVDs and stuff on my server. I'll be able to watch that stuff on there as well. That'll be sweet. So it still will be my entertainment box on top of gaming. Let's see here. Alongside Xbox Series X, we also unveiled the new Xbox wireless controller. Its size and shape have been refined to accommodate an even wider range of people. So apparently, maybe that's a little bit redesigned a little bit, but it still looks like the Xbox One controller. It also features a new share button to make capturing screenshots and game clips simple, and a hybrid D-pad inspired by the Xbox Elite Wireless Controller Series 2. Okay, so it has a hybrid D-pad. The new Xbox wireless controller will be compatible with the Xbox One and Windows 10 PCs, and it will be included with every Xbox Series X. Of course it will, because you would want a controller with your console when you get it, of course. I wish they would include two of them, like they used to back in the day, but they want to make money off of us, so of course we're going to buy the second one. The possibilities of what... excuse me for a second. It's kind of late. The possibilities of what Xbox Series X enables developers to achieve was also brought to life with the unveiling of Xenosaga Hellblade 2, a sequel to the award-winning Hellblade's Senua's Sacrifice from the world-renowned developers Ninja Theory. The game is being built to leverage the full power of Xbox Series X. The footage shared was captured in-engine and reflects the power of the Xbox Series X available to developers to deliver new universes, experiences, and games in ways you never imagined. Which I'm sure a lot of them are going to push that power to the next level, and then it's going to be, oh, we need more power. Let's see here. They started to work on the Xbox Series X. I'm still reading the notes that they wrote here. It is vital we continue to advance state-of-the-art visual capabilities for developers while also ensuring they can utilize even greater feeling, emotion, and empathy in their games. With Xbox Series X, we will alleviate the way games look, play, and feel. We will also remove the technical barriers faced in previous generations and enable developers to create more expansive, immersive gaming worlds that invite more players to play. From a technical standpoint, this will manifest as a world-class visuals in 4K at 60 frames per second, with possibility up to around 120 frames per second, including support for variable refresh rates, or VRR, and 8K capability. So they're even talking about the 8K capability. Powered by our custom design processor, leveraging the latest Zen 2 and next generation RDNA architecture from our partners at AMD, Xbox Series X will deliver hardware accelerated ray tracing and a new level of performance never before seen in a console. Additionally, our patented variable rate shading, or VRS, technology will allow developers to get even more out of the Xbox Series X GPU and our next generation SSD, so solid state drive, will virtually eliminate load times and bring players into their gaming worlds faster than ever before. Now note, games will also be bigger. And this is me talking now, guys. And games are going to be bigger. They're going to take up more space. And I wonder what they're going to do about that when a lot of us just want to, you know, are we going to be able to hook up external hard drives like a USB-C SSD outside of it? Are we going to be able to just put in a new hard drive in there, another one on top of it or something? What's going to go on or about storage space? And if we're using our own hard drives, what does that do with load times? Because if we're going to put our own hard drives in there on top of their SSD, special SSD to eliminate load times and stuff, or sort of eliminate load times, I wonder what kind of power they would have for that. I just, it's hard to believe on that we could get, okay, we're going to eliminate or semi-eliminate load times, and, oh, you'll still be able to fit all your games on the drive. I don't think so. I think there's going to be like 500 gigs to a terabyte of a SSD, and that's as big as it's going to go, and then the rest of it's going to just be you saying, oh, we got to get another hard drive on top of that, or you're going to have to delete some games or something. Something's going to have to give, or I don't know, because someone like me, I have a 3 terabyte hard drive, external hard drive, Xbox external hard drive for my Xbox One S, and I store a whole bunch of games on it. There's like, I don't know, 20 plus games on there, stored on there right now, give or take. So, you know, people are going to want that stuff. People are going to want that space. And of course, they're not going to talk about it. Sony isn't going to talk about how much space is going to be on the drives, because you know, for certain, it's going to be 500 to a terabyte. So I highly doubt they're going to have any more storage on these. And I bet you they're going to say, well, you're going to probably have to delete the games after you're done, or if you want another game on top of the other games, and maybe you'll be able to hold 4 or 5 games during time. I don't know. That's my guess on that. So they're also saying that they are minimizing latency by leveraging technology such as auto low latency mode, or ALLM, and giving developers new functionality like dynamic latency input, DLI, to make the Xbox Series X the most responsive console ever. Xbox Series X is also designed for the future in the cloud, which is unique capabilities built into the hardware and software to make it easily as possible to bring great games to both the console and elsewhere. Xbox Series X will deliver a level of fidelity and immersion unlike anything that's been achieved in previous console generations. One of our things they're talking about here, let's see here. Okay, so stuff like their services like Xbox Game Pass Ultimate will be available when you power on your Xbox Series X in holiday 2020, which is probably around November. Just reading more stuff here. Let's see here. Okay, 15 Xbox Game Studios are developing the largest and most creatively diverse lineup of Xbox exclusive games in history. Blah, 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 blah. And it's interesting. This is a lot of interesting stuff. Interesting look to the console. Interesting what they have to say. And I'm just very, very interested. And, you know, they talk about all that stuff. Like, you know, before we heard about how, you know, the Xbox One X was the thing. And now with the Xbox Series X, they state that this would be over 8 times the GPU power of the Xbox One and 2 times what an Xbox One X is capable of. And an Xbox One X is 6 teraflops of GPU performance. So the Xbox Series X could be capable of 12 teraflops per second. So they're speculating that that might be way less, way more powerful. You know, it's double the power from the last GPU. So that's pretty good. That's, you know, that's a mid-level PC-like graphics card in there. Why not? Let's see here. Speaking about controllers, Microsoft revealed the new Xbox wireless controller. Its size shape and have been redefined to accommodate. Let's see here. Wider range. Let's see here. The new share button to make capturing screenshots and game clips simple. It's slightly smaller, but it will retain its rumble triggers according to press. The updated controller will work with existing consoles, like I said, a Windows PC. I'm just looking at this console again here with them. It has like a little green light on the top. It looks pretty sexy. It does look very, very sexy. And note, like I said before, they have not announced any pricing on this console, just like the PlayStation 5. And we did hear other rumors that there is the other project, because this is Project Scarlet. The other project was Project, Heartlock. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Let's see here. I could probably look it up in my show notes here online. Load. Was that? And I'm trying to look it up now. Let's see. Lockhart. There we go. Took me a while. So Project Lockhart. There's supposed to be two of these consoles, maybe, as I'm hearing, that are going to come out at launch. This one, which is the Xbox Series X, and the Project Lockhart console, which is more of no disk drives, just storage and streaming capabilities. So it'll be a streaming box, and it'll have storage capabilities with that Xbox Series X console, and that would be the Lockhart one. This is going to be its bigger brother, where you have the disk drive and other stuff added to it, which makes it a bit more expensive. And my very much prediction is that, and this is a prediction, this isn't the fact, but given everything I've been reading and we're hearing that they don't want to make this generation of consoles too expensive. They don't want them expensive like they were the last times. But they wanted to give everybody as much power as possible out of them. PC-wise, you know, Sony's kind of saying the same thing with the PlayStation 5. But, you know, this is all new architecture, all new chipsets and stuff like that. And it's using the new Zen 2 architecture from AMD and stuff. So I'm thinking, you know, around that the Xbox Series X, my prediction for the price, and I said it many times before, this has got to be $499.99. So $500, I'm thinking, for this Xbox Series X. $499.99, so $500. And if they do have the other console alongside of it, I think that's going to be $399.99. So $100 off what the other console is at, but, you know, a little bit less, you know, probably a little less power or something. I don't know, a little less storage. I don't know what they would do with the lesser version of it, but let's just say it's going to be probably $100 cheaper than this one. And I'm betting this one's going to be $499.99, and if it is, I will definitely be ready to purchase it. Anything else I'm thinking of? Yeah, in the video montage, that's what I was thinking of. In the video montage for this Xbox Series X, which you can watch on YouTube, you can watch at my site at juju2cast.com, you could see that they showed off a few little hints at the other games that are going to be coming out for the Xbox Series X consoles in 2020. And I bet, if I can also make another bet here, I bet those are all going to be launch titles. All those little snippets that you've seen in that gameplay, including Hellblade, you know, Hellblade 2, I mean, Zunisagua. I'm betting Hellblade 2 is going to be first to launch during launch time. And I'm betting the car that we saw in the trailer, that's from Forza. Forza is going to be another thing that's going to be a launch title. Then Halo is going to be a launch title. Okay, so excuse me. I had to pause a couple times because I got... my freaking nose and my freaking body. Of course, during something as important as this, my freaking body goes to shit with my bad allergy sinuses right now. And my nose and my ears are popping, stuff like that. I'm sorry, but yes, $4.99, $3.99, those are my predictions. I also predict, like I said, the new Halo game. Halo, I think it's Infinite. Don't quote me on that. The next Halo game is going to be a launch title, which will be the first for any console history, because I don't even think, was the original Halo Xbox launch title, or did that come out a little later? I don't know, because I never owned the original Xbox, but I never played Halo until the 360, but I'm sure that's going to be a launch title. I'm sure Forza is going to be a launch title. And Hellblade 2 is going to be a launch title. And what else do they have that I've seen on there? Actually, you know what? I can play this trailer right here. And I can play it and keep it really no sound. Let's see here. Come on. Come on, trailer. Trying to see here what they're showing off here. Okay, seeing all the weird water and stuff they're showing off here. They're basically showing off like it's creating these super stunning graphics. Okay, so they got the car, that's Forza. They got a soccer game, so that's gotta be FIFA. Then you got Master Chief there, that's Halo. So we're gonna get soccer, Forza, Master Chief, Halo. Now they're just showing the box. And of course, Hellblade 2, they showed off. So that's going to be on the console. That's pretty much probably going to be your launch titles. Plus, among others, of course, that were from originally the Xbox 360, Xbox One. But, those are pretty much going to... Halo Infinite, yeah, that's going to pretty much be a launch title. And I'm betting Forza is going to be a launch title as well. And Hellblade 2 is going to be a launch title. So think of those as your first launch titles. Plus, I bet there's going to be a handful of others. But if you think about it, all those launch titles, Halo, Forza, Hellblade 2, which I think Ninja Theory is a part of... Xbox, right? Hold on. Ninja Theory. There we go. Ninja Theory. Okay, they are owned by Microsoft, so, of course, first party. And because they're all first party games, and probably some other ones, I'm not talking about the third party games, think of those three games as... I don't know, free-ish games, especially if you got Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. Imagine that, people. Imagine you got, like me, which I do, Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, and you get this new Xbox Series X console on launch day, and you download these games, because you'll be able to download them day one on your new Xbox Series X console, with 4K and all that great stuff attached to them. Holy shit. I'll be able to play Halo. I'll be able to play some new Forza. And I'll be able to play some Hellblade 2, which I never played the first one, so I don't know nothing about Hellblade. Wow. That's like three awesome games that I don't have to spend $60, $120. Let's see here, another $60, so $67. Over $180, because we say 60 for each, but some places like here in New York, we got tax, so, but 180, you're saving right there for three games on the Xbox One Game Pass day one, or Xbox Game Pass Ultimate day one. I don't know, I am just speculating, and I am just head over heels about all this stuff, and I'm excited. The name is stupid. I can grant you that. The Xbox Series X. Now, note, in my show title, I also said it, and I said it before, Xbox One Series X. Yes, that's bogus from me. Sorry. It's Xbox Series X. But anybody would say Xbox One Series X, you know, because we do got an Xbox One X console. But I'm going to keep that as the show title. Xbox One Series X. That'll bring in some people going, what? But yes, I am excited for it. Because not just because I'm a fanboy and all that, but it's a new console. It's a new generation. It's going to utilize some really interesting technology. I am very interested in their backwards compatibility approach to this. E3 is around that corner. Well, not right around the corner, but June. Think about it. We're in December. It'll be January, February, March, April, May, June. It'll be coming before you know it. So everybody, like I keep saying, save up those pennies. Because I bet you this is going to be like a $500 console. $499.99. Or you could get that cheaper one for $399.99. Which won't probably have a disc drive in it. It won't have a few. It won't not be as powerful and stuff. But it'll be able to play all those games flawlessly. But yeah, new architecture, new this, new that. I think Microsoft did something really cool. They, even though it's during the Game Awards show, which is weird, but yeah, that just says to me that they got a lot more stuff to talk about when E3 comes. They got some big shit to talk about. And I wonder if Sony's going to be at E3 this year to talk about their PlayStation 5 and what games and stuff they got in store for the next generation. Because they're going to talk about their console too. And they're going to have to talk about what it has, the power, all that stuff. Which is going to be pretty much a little bit similar to what the Xbox Series X is going to have. Except the Xbox Series X, I hear, is going to be a bit more powerful than the PlayStation 5. Don't quote me on that, but Microsoft is kind of aiming to be the most powerful console out there again. Why not? So, I'm sure they're doing stuff with AMD and stuff, and they're, you know, sure, Sony's a hardware manufacturer as well, and they've been doing that for generations, and Microsoft isn't that far into being a hardware creator. You know, they made basic hardware before, but you know, doing stuff like this is really pushing what they do, and they're really big, getting big into the hardware and stuff over at Microsoft more so. But they are younger than what Sony's been doing for generations. But I think Microsoft has a lot of really good, very, very smart people working for them. A lot of great engineers, software developers, stuff like that. Oh, definitely software developers, but hardware engineers and stuff over at Microsoft. I think, and they got a bigger pocketbook than Sony. That's another thing. They got a very big pocketbook. If they want to kill, somebody off, they could probably kill off Sony if they wanted to hunt too. I don't think they would. That'd be very costly, but let's just say they got that pocketbook, and I'm sure they could do a lot of stuff to enhance making this the number one console this time. And like I said, it's going to be expensive. I'll be ready for it. You know, I'm good. I'm ready for the next gen console already. So whenever they announce it and they announce the price for the Xbox Series X next year, for November of next year, let's just say, I'll pre-order them. I'll pre-order one in a local store, and I'll pre-order one online. And I'll see which one I'll be able to get first if none of them got, you know, canceled and if I was able to pre-order them. I'm hoping I'll be able to pre-order the one at the store close to me first and get that one instead of just getting the one online, because then I could always go to the store and just pick it up, you know, go take a little drive, pick up the next gen console and not worry about it. But if that's not a possibility and I do get it online, I'm okay with that as well. you know, because then, you know, it'll ship right to my door, but then I gotta wait longer like I did with my Xbox One when I first got that sucker. Yeah, I got, when I pre-ordered my Xbox One, when it originally first came out, I think that was 2005, let's see, when was that, 2014, when did that come out, 2011, 15, 16, I think it was 2014, 15, somewhere around there, I forget when the Xbox One came out, but, you know, pre-ordered it, got it shipped to me, it was like 8 o'clock at the latest when that freaking thing came. When those motherfucking UPS driver finally came to my house. It was like 8 fucking o'clock at night. And then I finally got the damn package. I was waiting a whole day. I thought I was going to get it like around noon or 2 o'clock, something like that. I had people at my house. We were waiting. We wanted to all see the console. And it didn't fucking show up until the very fucking late end of the day, and I'm like, what the fuck took you guys so long to deliver me this package? Ugh. See, that's what I hate, the waiting, and I don't want to wait, so hopefully I'll be able to get one at a local store around me, and I can just pick it up at my leisure, you know, go to a midnight launch or something and just pick it up, because that'd be a lot better for me. Then have them to wait for the UPS guy to come around and drag their slow asses. But, hey, news dropped. I'm excited. You should be excited. We all should be excited. Xbox Series X, people. Not Xbox One Series X. But that's what the show title is. So, I have nothing more to say. I read up all the news I could say, read up on. What else? Let's see here. Like I said, I think it looks great. I know it's going to be expensive, but it's the next generation. It's got next generation hardware, so save your pennies. How much more do I have to stress this to people? And people will still tell me, whoa, you know, it's so expensive. I just couldn't afford it. I'll be like, you had a whole year to save up. I told you about this a year ago. You save up $20 now. By the time the Xbox Series X comes rolling around, like if you could save up $20 each week, I'm making this a challenge for any of the people out there that aren't financial majors or accountants or anything. If you save up $20 a week from starting right now from each paycheck, and I'm sure you could save $20 from each paycheck. If you can't save $20 for each paycheck, you should not be buying a gaming console at all. You do not deserve to buy. You got more important things to worry about than worrying about getting a gaming console, because if you can't afford $20 a week, you know, that's on you. So if you could save up $20 a week from now till launch, I'm not talking about when they announce it, but till launch, you will probably definitely have enough money to pick up a console, because, you know, let's see here, $20 a week. $20 a week. We'll do $20 times, I don't know. Let's do 30 weeks. Let's just do 30 weeks. That's $600. I didn't even go more than that. I said, you know, 30 weeks, there's 52 weeks in a year. You know, if you were able to save up $20 times the actual, whoops, as I fucked that up, let's clear that. So $20 times 52, that's like 1,040 right there. That's with 52 weeks. Like I said, if you saved up for 30 weeks, which, shit, by the time you get to the next November from now, that's a lot longer than 30 weeks, people. You'll have over $600 to spend on this console. Plus, you could probably buy some peripherals and an extra game or two that's a third-party game that's not included in Xbox One, the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate and stuff. You'll be able to afford this console legally split, no problems, no questions asked. But you gotta actually do that for yourselves. So I don't want to hear people, if I hear friends and family and people, whoever likes consoles and gaming and stuff, and that they tell me, and people at work, if they tell me, oh man, that console came out, it's super expensive, I'll be like, well, why didn't you just save your money when you heard about it a long time ago? If you save up $20 a week, you'll be able to afford it. Oh, I can't afford $20 a week. And then I'll be like, you know what? Don't buy it. Because you got more important problems to worry about than that. But like I said, folks, not to be a mean old bastard or anything, but you know what? I'm ready for it. If it's $499.99 or if it's less, I'll be happy. You know, but that's my prediction. I'm sticking to it. $499.99. Maybe $399.99 for the other one. It looks like a sound bar. It looks like a box of tissues or something. It looks cool. It's a gaming console. You know, I'm not going to really see it because it's going to be under my console underneath my TV. So it's going to be in my entertainment console. So I'm not going to see it anyways. All I want to see is the games that come out for it. And those are the things that I want to see and play and enjoy for years to come and watch the media on it. That is it. So everybody, thank you for listening. This podcast has gone on longer than I was going to originally talk about it, but you know, I keep yammering and yammering on. It was only supposed to be 30 minutes. It's already over 50 minutes. If you guys got anything to talk about or questions or whatnot, always feel free to email me at corecast2011@gmail.com. Feel free to follow me and tweet me on Twitter, DM me, whatever. My Twitter handle is @juju2cast. That's @juju2cast. And like always, tell your friends, family, everybody about my website at juju2cast.com. That is juju2cast.com, the Juju2Cast Network. And this has been the special, special episode, which I wasn't even planning on doing till the holidays. The Games Attack AudioCast episode 351 Xbox One Series X bonus episode. Now, don't worry, there will be another episode during the holidays. So, there you go. So, everybody, game on, game hard, world conquest. I'm pushing this gaming button. This show is now game over.